Hey, in this session I want to start talking about the crime genre. But before getting into the overall aspects of this particular realm of the movies, I think it would be interesting to start with the gangster genre within that field. But first I want to touch upon a more ancient story of crime, because it offers us at least one way of thinking about the gangster film, and this is the Oedipus myth. Now, in that story, we know that Oedipus kills his father and sleeps with his mother, and these are two very distinct crimes for which Oedipus was punished, or rather, he punished himself. But this isn't exactly what I want to get at, and I don't want to get at any Freudian stuff. I think the most important thing about thinking of Oedipus as a criminal and as a model for the crime genre is to recognize that after Oedipus killed his father, he went to Thebes and seized an opportunity for advancement. And it is this going ahead and taking the opportunity that you want for yourself that interests us, and doing it despite the terrible nature of your upbringing. So in terms of developing an understanding of the inner workings of the gangster film, a key element in so many of them is that the protagonist oversteps the status given to him at birth. The protagonist rises above an original situation that is in many ways beneath him. And this is unlike a superhero story where the hero tends to appreciate his modest upbringings and holds it with some regard, rarely with hostility. Think of Spider-Man and Superman. They both cherish their family in different ways and often find themselves in a position of protecting their caretakers. But in so many of the gangster movies we have available to us, we find a narrative of origin in which we see a poor young man rise to prominence despite his origins. And of course, when a character rises to prominence, as Oedipus had done, it's a kind of slow fall from grace that we see over the course of the narrative. The protagonist starts in a low and weak position, then moves to a high and strong position, only to ultimately fall back down, and often very, very hard. This is precisely the case in a movie like Goodfellas, which I'm sure you've seen. And this is where Henry Hill, the protagonist, comes from a poor background but quickly rises through the ranks of the mafia, reaching soaring heights of wealth and power before that very same power begins to lead to his downfall. And it's important to realize that it's usually the hero's mind, the ability to think quicker and with greater complexity than other people, that gets him ahead of the game. You can see this kind of arc in Little Caesar, in Angels with Dirty Faces, in both versions of Scarface, in The Godfather, and so on and so on. But something about the power gained by this type of character pollutes their ability to think clearly, and so when we watch gangster films, we are looking for variations on this theme. What else can we say about the gangster genre? What would be a prototypical definition of the gangster film? Well, first of all, in order for there to be gangsters, there has to be a group or a network, and this network has to be engaged in criminal activities. Duh. But, you know, this seems obvious, but it's very interesting to get into some of the more intricate details of it all. In order for these activities to be criminal, there actually has to be either the literal or the implied presence of the law, and that's quite critical. Now, the important thing about the law is not just that it threatens the gangsters who are breaking it, but in a gangster movie you will often see and hear the attitude that it is the law itself that makes the crime. So there is a sense that gangsters are really just like any other kind of business people, but it is the law that has chosen to see what they do as a criminal form of business. And again, Goodfellas is a great model of this. But the point is that it's always really the law's fault. If it weren't for the law, gangsters have their own code of honor, and they can take care of keeping order all on their own. So that's one characteristic. There has to be a gang. That gang has to be involved in criminal activities, and there has to be a force of law that both threatens the gangsters with imprisonment or death, but also performs the function of creating the rules that make what gangsters do criminal in the first place. Next, an important aspect of most gangster films is that these films tend to link behavior with specific settings. So gangster movies take place on the streets, in back alleys, in cars, in casinos, in restaurants, and at family gatherings, sometimes even in backyards during barbecues, and, you know, can be very friendly and familial and involve non-criminal elements of the neighborhood. And each of these settings implies a certain behavior. With the exception of the back alleys, these are often places that real people actually go. And this lets us fantasize about the dark underworld that's always lurking underneath the normal everyday goings-on. So the behaviors of the gang members are always linked to the setting in special ways. And these behaviors tend to swing, and here's an important point, is that their behaviors tend to swing between the extremes of fondness and the extremes of hostility. So the person who is your best friend or your brother one minute can be your deadliest enemy the next minute. Another interesting thing about many gangster films is that they tend to be interested in how crime happens, rarely in how it is punished. Now, there are a few exceptions to this rule. There is a movie, for instance, called Find Me Guilty, probably Vin Diesel's best role he's ever had. And this takes place almost entirely in a courtroom. There are a number of scenes that take place in the prison, but typically, if we see a prison in a gangster movie, it's primarily to show how the gangster is either taking it over and playing the system in his favor, or escaping from it. And if we see a courtroom scene, it is usually very brief, and for the purposes of showing crooked lawyers and judges who are themselves part of the larger crime syndicate, or somehow corrupted. And again, the point is often to show that it is the law who makes the behaviors of the gangsters criminal, almost to the point of being criminal itself. And in fact, they can be overtly criminal, which makes it that much more ironic that they are the ones who define the criminality of the gangster. Now, another sub-definition here is that when punishment does occur in gangster movies, it tends to be that the gangsters do the punishing. Not the law, but the gangsters take care of justice on their own. Gangsters kill each other when they get out of line. And so in a lot of gangster films, the law of the police and of the courts isn't nearly as feared as the law of the gangsters themselves. It's often the case that it would be better to go to prison than to have to face the law of the family. Now, I'm sure there are other things that could be added to our list, so please email me if you think of any, and I can put them in the second edition and send you a copy of this. But for now, let's look at this genre of the gangster movie thematically. As I've already covered before, I think there are really three major themes lurking in the deepest structure of all the genres. These are reason versus passion, innocence versus experience, and body versus soul. But there are other more specific themes that we can work on once we start looking closer at different genres, such as we're doing now. So let me detail some of the themes that a gangster movie might focus on, apart from these major three. The first major theme is social criticism. Social criticism happens in any movie where the story and the way the story is presented point the finger at some weakness in our society, and cause us to reflect on it, often in an ironic way. I just mentioned the film Find Me Guilty, and this is a very good example along those lines. It uses the trial of a gangster to show the inadequacies of the legal system, and therefore the inadequacies of the society that supports and sanctions such a legal system. Another theme might be Gangster on the Run, and this is the story of a gangster and his gang running away from the law. The Michael Mann film Public Enemies is just this kind of story where we see John Dillinger constantly on the run throughout the entire film. It's a cat and mouse kind of adventure, but the emphasis is more on the cat than it is on the mouse, or is it the other way around? Okay, that's kind of a dumb joke, but moving on. Action and adventure is another major theme that is not so common anymore. But in the 30s, there were a lot of gangster films that were devoted almost entirely to bank heists and car chases. They didn't really focus much on characters, but relied instead on stereotypes of the different kinds of characters in order to get straight into the action scenes. Gang versus gang is another major theme, and here often the gangs are divided along ethnic lines. So if you ever have a chance to see Blood In, Blood Out, great movie, you'll see that the gang war is not only about who is in control of drug trafficking, but it's also about which race is superior, the Mexicans or the African Americans. And one of the sub-themes you'll see in films involving gang wars is that they often focus on both the brutality and the charisma of crime, and on the danger that gangs pose to innocent people. Scorsese's Gangs of New York has this quality to it in a very big way. Another sub-theme is the character study, and this would be a portrait of a gangster, Scarface, is a great example of this. A character study could also include the study of an entire family, such as the Godfather films. Goodfellas, too, falls under the heading of a character study, and a study of the crime family as an all-encompassing sort of portrait of what goes on. And in a way, Goodfellas is a comedic version of the Godfather, so you might want to think of it that way the next time you see it. There are many other themes, of course, to be sure, but the important thing to notice about these different themes is that they all have their own emotional effects. They create different states of tension in the viewer, and therefore offer the viewer different kinds of pleasure. So to sum up, so many gangster films are structured around watching a person from a poor background get rich and then fall from grace, based purely on the power of their personal ingenuity. And ultimately, all the different forms provide us with the ability to fantasize about personal empowerment, about defying the law along with the protagonist. The difference being that we are given the opportunity to learn from his downfall rather than suffer the consequences ourselves. But at the same time, you could point the finger at who is really to blame for all the bad things in society, and that is a key element of the gangster film. I hope you can put some of these ideas to work in your script immediately.